The Iliad of Homer by Homer, translated by Theodore Aloys Buckley. Section 1. Preface. The present translation of the Iliad will, it is hoped, be found to convey more accurately than any which has preceded it the words and thoughts of the original. It is based upon a careful examination of whatever has been contributed by scholars of every age towards the elucidation of the text, including the ancient scholiasts and lexicographers, the exegetical labors of Barnes and Clark, and the elaborate criticisms of Hayne, Wolfe, and their successors. The necessary brevity of the notes has prevented the full discussion of many passages where there is great room for difference of opinion, and hence several interpretations are adopted without question, which, had the editor's object been to write a critical commentary, would have undergone a more lengthened examination. The same reason has compelled him, in many instances, to substitute references for extracts, indicating rather than quoting those storehouses of information from whose abundant contents he would gladly have drawn more copious supplies. Among the numerous works to which he has had recourse, the following deserve particular mention: Alberti's invaluable edition of Hesychius, the commentary of Eustathius, and Butman's Lexilogus. In the succeeding volume, the Odyssey, hymns, and minor poems will be produced in a similar manner. Theodore Aloys Buckley, Christ Church, Oxford. End of the preface. Book the First of the Iliad of Homer. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain.